Welcome to Shomar Shov on the Daf. We're starting a new Masechta, Masechta Psachim Daf Beis. The Mishnah starts with the word Or La'arbos or Boit Kim Sachomitz. The Gemara throughout the Daf and a half of the Masechta, the first Daf and a half of the Masechta, comes to prove that Or La'arbos is really the night of the Arbos. So why does the Mishnah say Or and not Leil? So the Gemara says because we're trying to avoid to say Dover Megune, something which is not our proper language, and therefore we change the word from Leil to Or. The Rishonim already asked that we find in the Mishnayos all over the place the word Leil. So why can't you use the word Leil over here? It says the Baal Amar, you don't want to start the Masechta with the word Leil. We want to start the Masechta with a good word Or. But obviously, Dvarim Gedolim Ein B'Mikra, it's not a coincidence. The Masechta's Psachim from all Masechtas starts with this word that defines it as light. That we refer to night as light. So what's the depth of it? What's the idea that Pesach over here is called Or La'arbos, or a light? So in general, we find the following. Whenever we refer to night and day, night refers to the time of darkness. We do not have revelation of Hashem. And day is a time of light when you have the revelation of Hashem. The Gemara in this staff will tell us that Olam Hazeh Doyim Elalayla. This world looks like a night because you don't see Hashem so clearly. The world to come is the day because there you see the revelation of Hashem very clearly. In the day, we see the chesed of Hashem. We see what Hashem is doing in the world. In the night, it's an emuna. We believe in Hashem, but it's very hard to see it very clearly. Now, this is only the way things appear in our eyes. But in reality, we know that even the time of darkness, it's also a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. As the Gemara is going to tell us in this Masechta Daf Nun, the Gemara is going to tell us that in this world, we say Baruch Dayan HaEmes on bad things. But in the world to come, it'll be only a Toi V'Ameitiv, you're not going to have Dayan HaEmes. So Reb Tzadik HaKohen asks, what do you mean? Obviously, in Olam Haba, I'm not going to say Dayan HaEmes, there'll be no tragedies, there'll be nothing wrong in Olam Haba. Says Reb Tzadik, when I'm referring to an Olam Haba, so what's going to happen in Olam Haba? Referring to Olam Haba and how we're going to look back on Olam Hazeh. Whatever today we say Baruch Dayan HaEmes, when we get to Olam Haba and we'll look back, we'll understand that everything was Yad Hashem. Kol David Rachmana L'tav of it. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for good. So even things that today appear to us to be Baruch Dayan HaEmes, lost in love will be a Toi V'Ameitiv. Meaning that everything that we have in this world, day and night, is really all day. Just we can't see it. It's very hard to see it in our eyes. The Vilna Gaon tells us that when we get to Pesach, that's one time that this appearance that we're missing is revealed. The night of Pesach, says the Vilna Gaon on the Haggadah Shel Pesach, the night of Leil Pesach, Leil HaSeder, is not a night. That's why we say Hallel in the night of Pesach. Usually Hallel can be done only in the day. But we say Hallel in the night of Pesach because the night of Pesach is not really night. It's a day. That's why there's the din that in the night of Pesach, the first night of Pesach, let us say that there's no mazikim. You open the door. Because the night of Pesach, we treat it as the day. The Pasuk tells us in Tehillim, Laila ki yoyim yoyim. The night will shine like the day. Is referring to the Asid Lover, then the Asid Lover, all the night will be day. But the Mefarshim say this refers to the night of Pesach. The night of Pesach is when Laila Kiyoyim Yoyim. And the reason is because what happened? What was the biggest revelation that happened in Pesach? We went out of Mitzrayim, there was a Gilui. There was a revelation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls everything. Power said, no, Mi Hashem, Hashem, Bekaloi. We have the boundaries of nature. That Mitzrayim Melech Shafi, Mitzrayim is full of witchcraft, of sorcery, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, can control it. The Chiddush was no. Even in the biggest darkness, even in Gaul's Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can uproot everything. As the Ramban and the end of Parshas Bo tells us, the whole Chiddush Yetzias Mitzrayim is to base in us the emuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is controlling and doing everything the whole time. So the beginning of this Masechta, the first word of the Masechta is Or La'arbosar. We're talking about the night. We're talking about Leil HaBosar. But we call it Or because that's the Chiddush of Pesach. Pesach is the concept that every night is really light, is really or. So that's why this Masechta starts with this word. That's what Tzadik HaKoyin in Kedusha Shabbos Maamar Zayin tells us. The Masechta's Pesachim from all Masechtas starts with the word or, referring to night, to tell us that every night is really a day, every darkness is really a or.